Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And that's the place where you can go to subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out all the other things there, including archives and articles and my Brain Trust members, the largest Brain Trust, the largest community of small business experts in the world are all right there at jbsba.com. As you know, I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm broadcasting from the Hilton, Washington, which is where the SBA has chosen to conduct the SBA's Expo 05, which is our celebration of Small Business Week this year. And I'm sitting in front of Kevin Gilroy. Kevin is Senior Vice President and General Manager at HP for their Small and Medium Business segment. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Really excited to be here.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for joining us. And one of the things that's going on today concurrently with the Expo, which is actually part of the Expo, but concurrently with all the small business owners who are going to be recognized and all the people who support small business, like the lenders, and the Hall of Fame dinner is going to be tomorrow night, and a lot of different folks are being recognized for their service to small business. One of the things concurrently with that is the business matchmaking event here in Washington, D.C.
That's right.
And you guys are a big part of that.
That's right. We're the founders of the Matchmaker program. We're really excited about the results we've had over the last few years. We match businesses together, small businesses with other small businesses with government agencies, small businesses with large companies, and happy to say that we've created a lot of commerce. A lot of businesses happen from these Matchmaker events, thousands and thousands of appointments, and last time I checked, over $26 million in business conducted.
Yeah. The government has a mandate. The government and the government contractors has a mandate to do 23% of their business, the money they spend, 23% of what is it? I've forgotten. I'm trying to remember the total dollar number. I knew that yesterday, but I slipped since then. Do you know that number, Kevin? The total dollar number the government spends on contracts?
No, I don't. But I know it's
hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yeah, it is.
And 23% of that is supposed to be spent with small business.
That's right.
And they've also, since Mr. Bush has been in office, they've done the unbundling program, which rested some of those contracts that formerly were for small business, but they were wound up going to big businesses. They've got all that unbundling done, so more of the contracts are now available to small businesses. But that didn't help until we could get the folks together.
That's
right.
Right?
We had to get everybody together.
That's right.
And so that was the key, is to get everybody together, and that's what matchmaking does, doesn't it?
It does. It brings businesses together. It's some people refer to it as the business version of speed dating, where businesses get to meet businesses for short periods of time, but they make connections. They make appointments.
Right.
They build quick relationships, and then they follow that up with a deeper conversation, and they conduct commerce. Very exciting.
Well, and what are the 15-minute interviews?
15-minute interviews rotating around. It gives small businesses the opportunity to tell their specialty, differentiate themselves from the pack, and basically articulate their value proposition.
But this is not a beauty contest. They got to have their cornflakes together when they sit down there, don't they?
Absolutely, and I think they know that, and the ones that have been successful understand that they need to really differentiate themselves and, again, articulate a value proposition that people relate to.
If you sell anything that the government buys, from toothpicks to missiles, you need to be here.
Absolutely.
Janitorial services, on and on and on. I mean, I talked to a guy who, I had him on the show last time I was in Nashville supporting the SBA at this event, the matchmaking event in Nashville. And he said he was just about ready to close his business. McDaniel, I think it was his name. Lonnie, I think, or something like that. Donnie McDaniel. And he said he was just about ready to close his business up, and he heard about matchmaking, started going. And now he's head of a consortium or something that he's put together he's a true believer. And there actually are business matchmaking groupies. I've met them. It's not quite like rock star groupies, I got to say that. But in terms of interest, It's very similar.
It is, and the gentleman that you mentioned has been very successful with matchmaking and has done north of $4 or $5 million in business from the matchmaking event. He's one of our most successful business stars, not a rock star, but a business star in the matchmaker program.
Well, and the thing is, Kevin, is that I actually have met a number of people, not the same exact story, but I've met a number of people, and we've interviewed them on the show who've been pretty excited about this. I just happen to kind of remember his name and the story. But tell us a little bit about how the program works. I know you mentioned the speed dating angle where they have 15-minute interviews. Everybody who shows up gets at least 3 interviews, right?
That's correct. So basically, you know, we have these in multiple cities around the country, not just during Expo 2005 and the SBA event, but we have these events around the country. We also have matchmaking online where small businesses can meet, and that is new, where small businesses can meet other small businesses and even large businesses and government agencies online, so electronic technology-based matchmaking. And at these matchmaking events, again, as I said earlier, businesses get to have an entry point into other businesses and articulate their value proposition.
Well, congratulations on HP's support of this event. And there is a website for business matchmaking.
There is a website for business matchmaking.
Businessmatchmaking.com, as I remember.
That's right. Easy to remember, businessmatchmaking.com. I encourage all your listeners to log on. It's an exciting website. Try it because it's really a very powerful tool in commerce.
Right. Now, there are going to be, what, 4 of these this year?
Going to be
four this year. The next one's in L.A. This was in Washington.
That's correct.
First was Nashville. Next one's L.A. After this one is L.A., and then I think Milwaukee.
That's right.
After that.
And don't forget, in between that, matchmaker.com, there's the electronic version.
Right. Now the online version, that's not available. Is that available anywhere, or is that just, that's just in certain cities for now? They're going to be launching that. If I understand, they're going to be launching that.
That's right. It will start in certain cities as pilots, but we'll continue to expand that program as we move
and
forward.
And the reason for that is to allow to get this thing rolled off, get it rolled out. It'll be by zip code, if I understand. You're going to need to have a business domicile in that zip code. And but in addition to the online matchmaking, there's also the training.
There's online training for our business. Small, medium business companies around the U.S. Available online. And there's also the SCORE resources that are available. And there's also HP technologists available also for technology to help.
Right. Kevin, hang on. We got to take a quick break and sell some stuff. It's 20, almost 20 after, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back with our new friend, Kevin Kilroy. He's Senior Vice President and General Manager of Small and Medium Business at HP. When we come back, I'm going to get Kevin to tell us what kind of companies are showing up to do business. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Little Robert Gray for you. Good morning, boy. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great time in Washington, D.C., helping the SBA celebrate Small Business Week, one of my favorite things to do in the whole world. We have such a great time here. This is my 8th year to celebrate small business with the SBA, and going to be my 8th year to interview the top 4 small business winners, which we'll do on Friday. I'm excited about that. We've got a lot of stuff going on this week. We've got the administrator who's going to be on the show tomorrow. On Thursday, Don Manzullo is going to be on, Congressman Manzullo, the chairman of the Small Business Committee, of the House Small Business Committee, is going to be here. Lots of other things going on. Pretty excited about that. And I'm sitting in front of Kevin Kilroy, who's Senior Vice President and General Manager of HP for their small and medium business. And Kevin, one of the things I've noticed as I've been involved with the business matchmaking are all the diverse industries that are here to meet with the matchmaking attendees, from government agencies, government contractors, lots of folks here who want to do business. And what I found out, they not only have a mandate to do business with small businesses. Something I'm noticing in the 21st century, and I'm telling my audiences as much as I can, is that the 21st century is a time for small businesses not just to do business with big businesses, but to be their partners. What do you think?
Absolutely right, Jim. We're seeing small businesses, with the use of technology, being able to compete at a high level with other large businesses. So small businesses competing with large businesses using technology, they can do business around the world from their home base. So we're seeing small, medium businesses become suppliers to pharmaceutical companies, where I live in Philadelphia, to DuPont, for example, to aerospace contractors, defense contractors, major manufacturers. I was just in Wisconsin last week speaking at a small, medium business event. SMBs, again, attacking at a very aggressive rate into large companies, Miller Brewing Company. I met with over 10 SMBs that supply Miller Brewing Company. So real exciting time for SMBs. They're the heart and soul of this economy. They're powering the economies around the world, actually, and we're pretty jazzed at HP to be part of this.
Well, and I appreciate the work that you're doing, too, Kevin, especially the business matchmaking support. One of the things that, you know, you were talking about how effective small business owners are, we're nimble, we're fast, we turn on a dime, and we're so lovable.
That's true.
You know, we're just so huggable and lovable. You just want to do business with us, don't you?
That's true. We do. And, you know, it's interesting that you make that comment. I was just at a very large company in the Midwest, insurance company, and I asked them why they did so much business with small, medium businesses. And they told me that when they get their shipments in from a particular supplier, they need the barcode in the upper right-hand corner.
Right.
When they tell a Fortune 500 company that they need the barcode in a certain quarter, corner of the box, that takes them like 3 months
right.
of meetings to get that moved up to the right-hand corner.
Yeah.
And SMB can do that overnight.
Yeah, small, medium business, they turn on a dime, no question about it. One of the things that I know, Kevin, that you guys have been doing, you've been doing some research and on some of the behavior of small business, and I know that you know that we're not feral animals. You know, we actually are civil, fairly civilized. That's one of the things I know you probably learned about us. But what are some other things you've learned about us?
So, you know, we've done some research. We travel around the world. We have a very committed team on the SMB team that meets with SMB owners every single day. We also have our off-payroll channel sales force, which delivers goods and services to SMB businesses every day, and we talk to them. But we also validate that with third-party research. And our third-party research, while not surprising, actually we're excited about it because it validates where we're going at HP. And it's exciting because it validates the power of the small, medium business in this economy and economies around the world. Some of the trends we're seeing is, what keeps SMBs up at night, and those are operational issues around cash,
payroll,
cash flow.
How am I going to make payroll?
31% actually said cash management was the number one
right.
thing that
right.
They ruminate about. 25% operational costs. And the one that was interesting is 24% improving marketing effectiveness. How do they improve the return on investment of their marketing dollar? 44% cited customer relationship challenges, which is interesting because small, medium businesses, there's a trend change here. There's a sea change where they now have competitors that they never had before.
Right.
A competitor that may be in Manila,
They used to know the names of their competitors and where they lived and the names of their children, and now they don't even know where the next one may be coming from.
It's a
frightening time for all small businesses, but it's only overpowering for those people who don't really know how to deal with the 21st century. And one of the things I tell them, Kevin, is you're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. It's the 21st century.
That's right. But we're seeing small, medium businesses make the adjustment quickly.
They are.
And,
because of technology, primarily.
That's right. They level the playing field with technology. They can, in addition to having competitors from around the world in different parts of the country, they can also compete in those markets.
Right.
So that's
right.
exciting. We're also seeing small, medium businesses sharpen their value proposition, improve the experience that they do with their own end-user customers, because what we believe is axiomatic at HP, what our research tells us is axiomatic, is that when the experience is excellent, the loyalty follows.
That's exactly right.
And when the loyalty is there, the profitability is there, because people are willing to pay for a great experience.
They pay a little more, and that's the key to success in small
business.
That's right. That you just said. Kevin, give us your website.
Our website is www.hp.com.
And businessmatchmaking.com.
And businessmatchmaking.com.
All right.
So on the HP site, you'll see a small business button. Just click on that button, and you'll hear all about our programs
right.
in SMB.
Kevin, good job today. Thank you for your support of the SBA and the business matchmaking. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will be right back with my good friend, Michael Barrera.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.